The death of Barry teenager Gabriel Neal near Western University last weekend has left many remembering him as a young man with a big heart who made a positive impact on those who knew him. The 18-year-old died of his injuries following an alleged assault in London, Ont. That occurred in the early morning hours of Saturday, September 11. Neal was a first-year health sciences student at Western. Alian Ahmed, a 21-year-old London man, has been charged with manslaughter in connection to Neal's death. The accused was released on bail following a court appearance on Thursday. On Friday, London police also issued a Canada-wide arrest warrant for 19-year-old Haroon Rasselma on one count of manslaughter. Neal was found seriously injured in the area of Western Road and Sarnia Road around 2 a.m., and was rushed to hospital. The teen, who graduated from Bear Creek Secondary School in June, later died in hospital. In a joint statement to Barry Today, members of the Bear Creek school community said they are struggling to come to terms with Neal's death at such a young age. "We cannot begin to imagine what his family and those who loved him most are going through at this time," they said. They also said Neal was well-liked at the Southend Barry High School during his time there. "Gabe Neal was the type of student and young man with whom everyone loved to be associated," they said. "He was a well-rounded participant in high school life. Getting good grades, playing on sports teams and volunteering his time to be a student mentor for incoming grade 9 students as a link crew leader, are just a few of the ways Gabe had a lasting impact on Bear Creek. He lived his time here to the fullest and the school community was much more positive because of him." Neal moved to London to attend Western University. His family moved to Simcoe, Ont, south of London, shortly after his high school graduation. The Bear Creek statement also said Neal had a big heart and would drop what he was doing if he thought someone needed help. "He loved to debate and discuss current affairs, and was especially interested in sports and politics," they said. "He would fiercely defend his views and felt very strongly about helping those who could not help themselves. He was well-liked by his classmates and every day, when he came into class, he would be smiling and asking how everyone was doing. He was kind, gentle and sensitive. Considered a fierce competitor in Bear Creek sports scene, Neal represented the Kodiaks with pride and skill in multiple sports, including volleyball, football and rugby. In March 2020, he was a participant in Bear Creek's United Kingdom rugby tour. His outstanding character shone through on that trip, which reflected well on the school and Canadians as a whole, said the school statement. Staff and students in Wales, upon hearing the news of his passing, made it a point to reach out to Gabe's personal and Bear Creek family with their condolences and prayers. Bear Creek officials also said they're available to anyone struggling through the grieving process. Catherine Mora, who taught Neal at South Simcoe Montessori School on Commerce Park Drive in Southend Barry, had fond memories of him as a student. "Gabriel was one of my students and as a little guy, he was sweet, kind, helpful and very bright," Mora told Barry Today. "I remember Gabriel being a very curious and inquisitive little boy. Always eager to learn. I saw his mom every day for years at drop-off and pick-up time at school," she added. "I remember Gabriel's mom as a very warm and loving mother. My heart breaks for his family and at the loss of this young man." In a statement released to the media, the family said Neal had aspired to become a doctor. They also thanked the staff at Western University, London police, responding paramedics, emergency room staff, and other hospital workers. Neal, who worked at the Sport Check location at Park Place in Barry's South End, was also well-liked by his co-workers there. "He was always kind and cheerful," Jess Craig told Barry Today. "All he wanted to do was help people.